USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking to reporters at the White House, President Trump says he believes Baltimore is the most unsafe city in the country. The president also denied he's angry with Congressman Elijah Cummings.
I'm not angry at anybody. I'm just saying Elijah Cummings has been there for 26 years. He's really by far the highest ranking politician. He's seen these mayors get thrown out. They're all friends of his.
The president also questioned why Cummings isn't doing more to find out what happened to the $16 billion in financial aid that went to his city last year. 20 presidential candidates are set to debate in the second round of the Democratic debates. 10 of them will take the stage tonight, the other 10 tomorrow night. Tonight we'll see Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. And a final look at your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow was down 23 points. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Trump administration is pushing Guatemala to approve a safe third country agreement that would force refugees and asylum seekers to apply there instead of coming to the United States. Acting Director of Citizenship and Immigration Services Ken Cuccinelli is pushing back against an article on The Hill which calls the idea jaw-droppingly insane.
The murder rate in Baltimore is higher than it is in Guatemala. So, if people want to talk about where you're safe and where you're not, maybe the Hill author could turn and look at some of the cities in this country where the murder rate is through the roof.
2020 Democratic contender Hawaii Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard is suing Google for censorship. In a new video ad, Gabbard says the concentration of power at companies like Google is a direct threat to our democracy.
And nearly 70% of all Americans now use Facebook. Google controls 88% of all internet searches in the United States, with 73% using their YouTube platform.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats will have one of their two debates this week in Michigan, a state that President Trump won by the slimmest of margins in 2016. Laura Cox is a Michigan GOP chairman. She joins Fox News and tells them how the president's policies are helping people in Michigan.
The economy is going in the right direction in Michigan. You know, we have billions of dollars being reinvested here in Michigan. We have a plant moving from Mexico to Michigan. We have a manufacturing plant being built in the city of Detroit. That hasn't happened in years, decades. So, you know, unemployment is at record historic lows in Michigan. The trend is going where it needs to be. And we believe that the president's policies directly have positively impacted the people of Michigan, and we're really excited to talk about that.
As far as what Republicans are doing in Michigan to prepare for the 2020 election, Cox says,
the number one rule of politics is to keep what you want. The campaign is very invested in Michigan. We're starting our ground game. It's strong. We're starting 8 months earlier than we have in history that I know of any presidential election. I've been involved in politics for a very long time. We feel that we're going to talk about all the successes that the president has brought to the people of Michigan. When we talk about that, we think, and we put that against all the socialist policies that the Democrats continue to talk about. They keep going more left each and every debate. Once we talk about that, we know that it'll be an easy choice at the polls.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.